lot of interest in UFOs these days, which are also called UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. The U.S. government has even set a committee to look into the situation. Some say that if an unidentified flying object lands on the Earth, it will create a panic, just like what occurred during Orson Welles' 1938 presentation of his play War of the Worlds radio program when people thought we were being invaded by beings from outer space. What followed was a mass panic attack across the country that made some listeners flee their homes as they believed a Martian invasion was really taking place. Of course, it was a fake broadcast, but few people knew it at the time. I was watching an interview with Donald Trump, who just had been with high officials discussing the UFO situation that the government and the information that the U.S. government had. The interviewer said to Donald Trump, "Sir, you have been briefed on the UFO situation. What do you think of the UFOs now?" Trump said, "I'm not a believer, but I'm open to the possibility." Another person on a TV show called Ancient Aliens said if a UFO lands somewhere on the Earth, it will mark the end of religion, especially Christianity, which supposedly teaches that we are unique and alone in the universe. Therefore, if a UFO shows up, it will be the end of Christianity as we know it, unquote. Is that true? Well, I don't think so. Here are some reasons why I believe Christianity will continue on. Why we can affirm the truth of God and His plan for the universe. Here are some reasons why we can trust the Bible and God as real. Number one, the Bible is still a number one kind of unique book. It's accurate in all its aspects of literature. If a disaster of any type occurs, the Bible is still there, unchanged for centuries. It is deadly accurate in its perseverance, as shown by the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Bible is accurate in all aspects of history, geography, and linguistics. Number two, Jesus. The song goes like this. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. Truly, there is no one like Jesus. It would be hard, if not impossible, to manufacture someone like Jesus from one's own imagination. If Jesus was manufactured by zealous disciples, they would have left out some of the things Jesus said and did, like claiming He raised someone from the dead or gave sight to the blind. Even the people in His day said He did things that had not been done before. Number three, prophecy. Prophecy can be shown to have been predicted long before the event occurred. For example, the book of Isaiah has some of the clearest prophecies about Jesus, and a copy of the book of Isaiah was found with the Dead Sea Scrolls that was written 200 years before Jesus was born. This shows us that prophecy was written before it ever happened. The Dead Sea Scrolls are 200 years B.C. and Jesus is only 4 B.C. Number four, change lives. No other religion can testify to the way Jesus changes people through the power of the Holy Spirit. People who were going in one direction in life have completely changed their direction and now live for God rather than themselves. Number five, personal testimonies of transformation, deliverance, and healings. Christianity leads the way in transforming people, delivering them from evil spirits and God's blessed healings. Number six, the reality of the demonic world. This world is real. Demon possession in the USA does not seem to be as visible as in the developing world, but it happens. Demons also affect us in smaller, less spectacular ways, like tempting us to do things we become ashamed of. Number seven, the nation of Israel. Israel disappeared in the year 70 AD when the Romans sacked the city and burned the temple. The nation of Israel remained a non-nation for 2,000 years until May of 1948. That God preserved the nation of Israel, it must testify that God has a purpose for Israel, just like it says in the Bible. Number eight, the reality of creation and the non-reality of evolution. If you are honest, you have to conclude that this world came by the hand of a designer. The designer happens to be God. The scriptures testify in many passages that God is creator of the world. If you're open and honest and you look around to your nature must conclude that creator designer built the world as we see it today. In conclusion, UFOs may or may not be a reality, but God, Jesus, and the Bible are true realities. Put your faith, hope, and love in the creator God who has not left us without a witness in the Bible and confirmed the Holy Spirit. The evidence is overwhelming. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You're the creator God. You're established Your name in the universe. We thank You for Your love for us and pray that You will continue to help us and guide us in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.